Shabbat Shalom, and more complicated, Chag Sukkot Sameach. How y'all doing? It's easier. Happy Sukkot. Happy Sukkot. Before we'll move to Sukkah and do our commandment from the Lord, I would like to share with you a couple words, so be prepared for a couple hours of sitting here. Yeah, let's go. So let's open Leviticus chapter. Actually, I would like to do a very short message and remind us about Sukkot and one of the main theme of Sukkot. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 and 35. And also verse 42. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Bnei Israel and say, on the 15th day of the seventh month is the feast of Sukkot for 7 days to Adonai." I like this. 7 days to Adonai, to the Lord. So good. And verse 42. "You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. All the native born in Israel are to live in Sukkot." We will eat in Sukkah, so it's one of the parts of commandment. So Sukkot translated into English as Feast of Tabernacles. It is a biblical Jewish holiday, and it is one of the three great festivals, Shalosh HaRegalim. And I would like to remind us four main traditions on Sukkot. First of all, it's building of the Sukkah. It was so good to see how many people showed up to build the Sukkah. And it would be wonderful to see how many people will show up Sunday to take it apart. But it was so good, because something about this commandment, to come together to build the Sukkah, to prepare the place, and to be later in the Sukkah. So, next commandment and next tradition is Hashanot, special prayers. And we will do Hashanot in a few hours. Okay. The third tradition, Ushpizin, inviting guests. And, you know, our Ushpizin will be in November. Please don't forget, this is special people, special guests. And I believe we will have time of prayer. We will think about it, but I believe we'll have in a very unexpected time. So be prepared to be all time here. It will be a wonderful time of prayer. They will pray for all of us. And the fourth tradition is pouring of water or water libation. Today I would like to speak about joy in the Lord and connect it with one special tradition: pouring of water, water libation in the time of the Second Temple. It's so beautiful. If you read history of this, it is so beautiful, so rich, so bright, so joyful tradition. We don't have it now because we don't have Second Temple, but the memory about this tradition is so beautiful, so good. So, serve the Lord with joy. And I would like to read from Deuteronomy 16, chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13 and 14, and part of these verses. "You are to keep the feast of Sukkot for 7 days. Let's say together, for 7 days. And verse 14. "So you will rejoice in your feast." Let's say together, rejoice. So one of the main commandments on Sukkot: so you will rejoice in your feast. Let's say together, you will rejoice in your feast. So this is one of the most joyful holiday, most joyful feast in the Jewish calendar. When you first look at the Sukkot, you might ask, why should I rejoice on Sukkot? What's special about the time? Why? What's the reason to rejoice? Usually, as a people, we are normal people, we are rejoicing when we build a new house, bought a new car, or get a promotion on the work. Yeah, this is very good moments to rejoice. Actually, who is rejoicing when you have some new car or build new house or do something? Yeah, it's normal. Not be too religious, it's normal to rejoice. But why is it joyful to live in the sukkah? Why? What's the reason? To remember story of the difficult journey in the wilderness. It was a difficult journey. It was not easy journey. For 40 years, everything around it's only wilderness and problems. Why are we supposed to rejoice during this time? So I think one of the reasons, in my opinion, on Sukkot, the Lord wants us to learn how to build not only sukkah, not only a tabernacle, but He wants us to learn how to build our relationships with Him. This is one of the main ideas of Sukkot. And how to find a very specific joy, joy in the Lord. When we build in sukkah, it's not only about something to build, but we remember the Lord. We remember His mercy, His faithfulness. We remember that we are depend on Him and His mercy and His life and His power and His presence. Only one way to know the Lord is through faith. The trust and the joy of the Lord comes only through our relationships with Him. So this is the main lesson of Sukkot, of the Feast of Tabernacle, to have relationships, to build our faith, our trust in the Lord. One of the main lessons on Sukkot, our life and our joy depend only upon the Lord. Only upon the Lord. Not upon our life, not upon our buildings, not upon our cars, not upon our money, but only upon the Lord. Everything in His hands. Everything. And for 40 years, our people, our nation was walking with the Lord. It was a beautiful time. That's why on the greatest day on Sukkot, Yeshua told us His great lesson. And this is John chapter 7 from 37. John chapter 7 from verse 37. Because He is the source of our salvation. He is the source of living waters to us. And Yeshua, He celebrated Sukkot. It was His high holiday. He was in Jerusalem on Sukkot. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Yeshua stood up and cried out loudly, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." And do you remember, this was the day of water libation, the last day of water libation, greatest day. "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Now He said this about the Ruach, Holy Spirit, whom those who trusted in Him were going to receive, for the Ruach was not yet given, since Yeshua was not yet glorified. Today, when we know the history and tradition on Sukkot, Yeshua's words have a much deeper and a prophetic meaning for us today. The custom of water libation on Sukkot was a picture of the joy in the Holy Spirit. This joyful holiday, water libation, people were in joy of the Lord, enjoying the Sukkot days. And Yeshua said, "Receive the Spirit of God. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive Him, because this is the source of joy for you and source of life for you." He told them, "I am the sacrifice for you, and through me you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Ruach HaKodesh." So the only way to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, only way to experience the joy of Sukkot, to gain freedom, is to submit yourself, your life, to the Messiah Yeshua. I remember once years ago I had a celebration in Nikolaev in Ukraine, and while I was in the sukkah, I felt the presence of the Lord on me. And I get this understanding to me that Sukkot without Yeshua, without Holy Spirit, it's not complete Sukkot. It's only shadow of future. How can you rejoice without peace in your heart? How is possible to have complete joy without a forgiveness from the Lord, without reconciliation with Him? Is it impossible? Is it impossible? And I remember that experience, and this experience with me always. Every year when I'm going and I'm entering the sukkah, I remember this feeling, the presence of the Lord, presence of His mercy, His love, His joy, His forgiveness. This is Sukkot from the Lord for us. So the only way to be filled in the Spirit, it's only to submit your life to the Messiah Yeshua. This is the call for deeper relationships with the Lord, call for revival in His Spirit. So Yeshua called us to His revival. Drink this water, receive from me eternal joy. And nothing more important than this, believe in Him. God is love, and therefore He wants to bless His children to give them the greatest gift, eternal life with Him. And this is Sukkot, water of salvation, water of life, water of joy. I would like to remind us very briefly two places of Scripture. First, in Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, 23. This is not joyful, but first part, not joyful, but second part, so joyful for us. Romans 6, 23. So, set part. For sin's payment is death. Let's say together, sin's payment is death. No joy here. And today so many people are trying to play joy, trying to play to wear the mask of joy without real meaning of joy, because sin's payment is death. But the second part, this is the reason to rejoice. But God's gracious gift is eternal life in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. And this is joyful part. I believe we need to share this joy with others because we can experience it. And I would like to tell, to remind us that it is so good to have joy in the Holy Spirit, to use this time of Sukkot to remember, to remind ourselves that Yeshua, He is the source of our salvation, of living water, of our freedom, of future for us. This gift cannot be earned. It cannot be bought. Ephesians chapter 2, beautiful place of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And can you imagine the great exodus from Egypt? Only by presence of the Lord and His grace we were saved. Only. We would be destroyed by Egyptians. We would sink in the Red Sea. We would die in the wilderness without His mercy, His presence with us, in His grace. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not based on deeds, so that no one may boast. Yeshua died in our place, paid for our sins with His life, rose from the dead, and purchased for us a place in heaven. And today He offers this gift for you. I would like to stop here, and Arbaletti, I would like to invite you here to give us directions. And please prepare yourself when we will enter the sukkah. Remember Yeshua. Don't think only about sukkah, you know. Don't think about something so far. Please remember Yeshua, His sacrifice, and His joy, and His redemption. Amen.